I teach U.S. history at the eighth grade level. I try to think about what would an eighth grader know, what would they not know. And that certainly is a big part of putting together vocabulary for my class. But I also have students all the time come up and ask about a particular word, clarification. So when that happens, I'll make a note of that, and then I use it across the board with all my classes, because I assume if one student doesn't know that, then there are going to be many others. A couple of things that I do is when I get to one of those words that I'm concerned might not be familiar, I'll put it in bold type. And not only that, if it's someone's name, I'll put pronunciation as well as a definition in parentheses following the word, so that they can just keep reading, keep the flow, and not interrupt the learning. And they're seeing it in context as well. Also, in class, when we're going over information, or we've just read something, or we're discussing something, I'll have students paired up or in small groups, and I'll ask them questions. And that includes vocabulary. I'll throw a word out, or I'll put it on the board and tell them to talk about, what is that word? What do you see? What does it mean? So then we throw words out to help them complete the thought, and then we talk about that. So that's how we connect to prior learning. Just tell me what you already know, and they talk about it. And again, having eighth graders, I try to give them opportunity to talk as much as possible in a constructive way, because they're going to talk anyway. So doing the pair and share works a lot on these kinds of things. I think they retain it better when they hear it from one of their friends, or they're saying that they're going to retain it. For instance, when we study the Protestant Reformation, I'll put those two words on the board and let them discuss, what words do you see there? Break it down. Tell me what you think this is about, even before we study it. And just breaking down those two words, they know what the Protestant Reformation is before we even get started. So I've kind of killed two birds with one stone. They've learned the words. They've also learned what that actually was.